أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فتولى فرعون فجمع كيده ثم أتى قال لهم موسى ويلكم لا تفتروا على الله كذبا فيسحتكم بعذاب وقد خاب من افترى فتنازعوا أمرهم بينهم وأسروا النجوى قالوا إن هذان لساحران يريدان أن يخرجاكم من أرضكم بسحرهما ويذهبا بطريقتكم المثلى فأجمعوا كيدكم ثم أتوا صفا وقد أفلح اليوم من استعلى صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the challenge that Fir'aun had put out to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, and that is that you bring about all your forces and I will bring about my forces, and let's see who is the winner amongst the both. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَوَلَّى فِرْعَوْنَ فَجَمَعَ كَيْدَهُ ثُمَّ أَتَى. Fir'aun went back. In other words, he left Musa alayhi salatu was salam. And in that time what he does, فَجَمَعَ كَيْدَهُ ثُمَّ أَتَى. He goes and he gathers all his plans. Here plans will refer to his resources, his people, the equipment that will be required to challenge Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, understanding well that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has an asa, he has a stick, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has his hand, and that is the two miracles at that point in time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted us at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So on his side, there is absolutely no need for any preparation. He is going to wait for the nusrat and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fir'aun goes, thumma ata, and then he comes back, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the time that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had stipulated, and the place, Yawmuz-Zina, the place will be the place where they met for the festivity, that was the day that was selected. Wa ayyuhshara an-nasu duha, the time of the day will be the mid-morning. When they had come together, when they had gathered, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about any preparation that was made by Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Here was an imani preparation, here was a preparation of iman, waiting for the nusrat and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam addresses the sorcerers that Fir'aun brought. Who were the sorcerers and how many there were? In the narration, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that there were 72. However, other narrations have spanned from 400 to 900,000. And the leader was a person who was blind. His name was Shamoon. They had come forward. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had understood and realized the objective is not any competition to show anyone that we are superior to them, but the objective was that we should give them the dawah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in very brief words, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gives them the dawah. Qala lahum Musa, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says to them, waylakum, pity be upon you, la taftaru ala Allah kadiban, do not fabricate a lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for yushitakum bi adab, for if you fabricate any lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are not going to achieve anything much. But for yushitakum bi adab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take hold of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy you by a calamity, by a punishment. And this was basically the message that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had given. Very brief, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam didn't go into great details when they spoke. And again, it was not the words that they were speaking, but it was the spirituality that was behind the words of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Concluding, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنِ افْتَرَى, that person who fabricated a lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, خَابَ, that person has failed, that person is at a loss, he will or she will never attain or achieve the goal. And hence, that was the very brief message that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gives. فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had completed his little speech, and Allah subhanahu
subhanahu wa ta'ala says now, they were affected, some of them were affected by this very brief speech of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, so they began to dispute and quarrel amongst themselves with regards to their matters. What are they standing for? Why are they standing against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Why are they blocking the path of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Why is this challenge against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Those that had been affected by the speech of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, obviously in every group you're going to get people that are adamant. So those who were adamant were not going to budge, and they were not going to turn away from this challenge against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa asarrun najwa, and they had concealed the secret conditions of their hearts within themselves. In other words, no one was prepared to speak about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there was no doubt in the fact that the seed of iman was sowed into some of the hearts of some of these magicians, and hence some of them replied, قَالُوا إِنْ هَذَانِ لَسَاحِرَانِ, that certainly these two, Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, it seems apparent from here that he was at the side of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, so he has also been referred to here, that these two, Musa and Harun, are sorcerers, يُرِيدَانِ أَن يُخْرِجَاكُم مِّنْ أَرْضِكُمْ, that they have no other desire, but their desire is that they remove all of you from your land. بِسِحْرِهِمَا, and how they are going to achieve this is through their sorcery. وَيَذْهَبَا بِطَرِيقَتِكُمُ الْمُثْلَى, and they're here to destroy your way of life, which is an excellent way of life. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually speaks about an important issue, and that is that some of the sorcerers now, even after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's da'wat, they felt that the lifestyle of the people of Egypt was a wonderful way of life. It was the best way of life, and that is to believe that Fir'aun was a god and Fir'aun was a deity and an object of worship. And here we learn a very important lesson, that kullu hizbin bima ladayhim farihun, that each person is very happy with his own group, and each person is very happy with his own belief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then narrates the last part of their speech, فَأَجْمِعُوا كَيْدَكُمْ ثُمَّ أَتُوا صَفَّى, now amongst themselves they begin to reconcile, and they begin to realize that they have to consolidate, and in their consolidation they begin to urge each one to remain very steadfast, to gather their thoughts, their plots, their plans, come together, pull themselves together, ثُمَّ أَتُوا صَفَّى, and everyone should come against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in one single line. وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْيَوْمَ مَنْ اسْتَعْلَى, and they began to say that person who is prevails today will be the one that is successful. In other words, this is the last attempt now to destroy Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So there are some very important lessons that we learn, that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam continue to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَذَكِّرْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you should remind, because reminder is beneficial to the believer, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had applied that even at that point in time. And also we learn that people that are on deviation, they will also still be happy with their way of life. It is our duty to give them da'wat towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.